Welcome to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB, keeping levy payers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Rearing heifers is a substantial cost to your business, with the return on investment not being recouped until they reach their second lactation. Yet on average, 17% of milking heifers exit the herd before this. Giving heifers the best opportunity to calve down for a second time is not only important for your bottom line, but also the impact of herd longevity on your carbon footprint and consumer perception of dairy farming. That's why it's so important to monitor the performance of your milking heifers and consider management changes that will help them to adapt to herd life, allow them to finish growing and realise their genetic potential. AHDB research showed that calving by 24 months of age can reduce rearing costs, and this led to better survival, growth, health and fertility. And as part of AHDB's Calf to Calving programme, we saw significant improvements across the country in age at first calving. Now we're taking a look at the next step. I'm Shirley Macmillan, one of AHDB Dairy's Knowledge Exchange Managers, and today I'm joined by our Senior Health and Welfare Scientist, Dr. Jenny Gibbons, whose work on calf and heifer rearing has highlighted many of these issues. Hello Jenny, thanks for joining us on this podcast. Could you start by giving us a bit of background about your research?
Yeah, thanks Shirley. It's great to be here. So before I joined AHDB, I worked in dairy cattle welfare, both at SRUC up in Scotland, but over in Canada. And I had the pleasure of leading a programme of research on 240 commercial herds across three provinces, three time zones and two languages in Canada. It was a great experience, but doing research back here in the UK is definitely more simpler.
I bet. Yeah, thank you. And just then, straight off, why is it so important to keep looking after heifers once you've got them in calf?
Well, I guess firstly, Shirley, in calf heifers, they do need a little bit of extra care because they are still growing and developing. And this is particularly important when it comes to their feet. There is a substantial body of new evidence that tells us now that lameness is a condition of cows that starts with heifers. And this is because the soft tissue of the sole inside the hoof, which we call the fat pad, are thinnest in younger animals, particularly our maiden and milking heifers. So on top of this, these fat pads are also thinnest around calving, which can increase the risk of sole bruising and ulcers. And a Canadian study showed that cows that had sole lesions spent more time standing during the transition period compared to those that didn't develop any lesions. And most interestingly, when the researchers started to look at the type of standing they were doing, they found that these cows were perching in their cubicles. And when a cow perches, they typically stand with their two front hooves in the cubicle so that much of their weight is going back through to their hind hooves, putting pressure onto those sensitive tissues within the hoof. In another study, actually, closer to home this time, that AHDB funded on a commercial herd in Nottingham, showed the benefit of giving heifers anti-inflammatories at calving, and every time she became lame after that calving, drastically reduced her risk of becoming lame in the future. So there's definitely a benefit of giving anti-inflammatories at calving. After calving, there are other things, of course, you can do to minimise stresses on the feet. I guess it's important for us to reflect and think about the behaviour of our heifers, as they do behave differently to our older cows. They have a different social feeding and lying behaviours. They tend to feed more slowly and ruminate less. They're also lower in the social hierarchy or the pecking order. They can be easily chased away from the feed space or lying area. And often you will see as well that they will avoid cubicles that have previously been used by dominant older cows. So with this in mind, in terms of how they behave differently to older cows, I think it's important to think about what sort of impact changing groups have on your fresh heifers. Is there more pushing or shoving happening, particularly at the feed areas or the water troughs or around the cubicles, that could be putting extra pressure or damage on her feet? It's also worth considering, would moving heifers in pairs or small groups help them adapt better to their new home? And just spending a bit of time looking at how they move around the shed can be really insightful as well. What is the cow flow like? Are there any dead ends in the shed where they could get cornered and end up standing for too long? And what other areas in the shed could cause unnecessary stress or too long standing.
There's a lot going on there, isn't there, with the social side of things, not just actually I've had a calf and I'm going into the parlour. And you mentioned as well that they haven't fully grown. What ideally are the sort of size are they when they calve?
So you're looking at, I guess, ideally calving down about 24 months. And so you're targeting about 80-85% of mature body weight. So, you know, they've still got quite a bit of growing to do when they enter the milking herd. And then you're also expecting them to get back into calve. So there is a lot going on for them.
And therefore, what's the consequences of a poor transition for a heifer at calving?
Well, not only on the feet side of things, I guess there's other things that we need to consider as well. And, you know, things around metabolic diseases such as ketosis and milk fever. And it's also important just to keep an eye out for other repro issues such as retained placentas or metritis. And there's also a growing body of evidence that suggests inflammation is a really key factor in the development of transition disorders. So I guess it's always worth keeping this in mind.
And then what's the long-term effect? How does it impact on a dairy farm business then?
Well, I guess, you know, most farmers will be very aware that rearing heifers, particularly in this day and age, is the second largest expense on the farm after feed costs. And generally, you know, you don't generate an income from these heifers until they're in the milking herd. Actually, going back quite a few years ago now, we did a study on 102 farms across the country. And this told us that only 24% of farms were actually reaching a profit during the first lactation. On the vast majority of these farms, the heifers weren't actually repaying their cost of rearing until they hit their second lactation.
Yeah.
It is actually, and in most cases, they were well past, you know, halfway through that second lactation before they started repaying those costs. And we know from a recent bit of data analysis we did on 500 herds that on average, 17% of our heifers are leaving the herd before they calve down for the second time. So if she leaves before she's actually repaid her cost of rearing, then, you know, it's not really good news for your back pocket, is it?
And there are other issues cropping up now, aren't there, about impact of heifers not surviving?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we also have to think about it from an environmental perspective. So looking at ways to improve fertility and health to ensure that these heifers do calve down for a second time will be beneficial to your farm's carbon footprint. And then reputationally, I mean, I guess our industry has been in the limelight a lot of late when it comes to reputational issues. And I think it's good to always keep this front of mind and to continue to challenge ourselves to do better. I mean, by having good news stories to tell and good heifer rearing and welfare and health on farm, you know, gives us a better story to tell the British public, doesn't it?
I think so, yes, it
really does. And the story we want to tell them is a simple one. It's that we care about our cows and that we strive for the highest welfare standards.
And we look after them well and they stay a long time in the herd. But you mentioned about the 17% of heifers that are not getting a second lactation. Do we have any other evidence that heifers might be struggling?
I think there is a study that comes to my mind, actually, Shirley, when you asked that question, and that is that we shouldn't underestimate how important space is to cows. And just reflecting on how they behave differently, you know, some farms do decide to keep heifer-only groups, which you can see there's lots of benefit to doing that for the heifer. But on some farms, this just isn't practical. And so thinking about the space that you give your milking cows is important. And the study I'm referring to is one that we funded at the University of Nottingham, which showed that heifers had higher milk yields compared to older cows when giving more space. Now, in this experimental study, we're looking at space allowances of 9 square metres versus 14 square metres, which is quite generous. But in that 14 square metre space allocation, the heifers actually yielded 600 litres per head over the 305-day lactation. They also spent an extra hour lying down and they spent up to 10 minutes longer feeding per day. And, you know, really just giving them that space allowed them to be able to access the feed, the cubicles much more easily and with less interaction with olders. And I guess This resulted in less negative interactions with older dominant cows, which could cause injuries or affect feed intakes. So all in all, you know, providing more space is one solution to provide a less stressful environment for those freshly calved heifers. For those farmers out there who would like to consider running a heifer-only group, you know, it's wise to consider a few things. And that is, you know, to try and achieve that at least for the first 4 months so that they can reach peak yield and you get them back into calf before you put them in with the older cows. And just that heifer-only group alone, it helps create a much kind of fair competition at the feed, especially when we know heifers often eat less and for shorter visits. And so, yeah, I mean, anything you can do really to give them a stress-free environment with more space, easy access to lion areas, easier access to feed, to give them the best opportunity to continue to grow, to hit the mature weight, as well as obviously getting them back into calf. It's all going to help, isn't it, Shirley?
It will. What can the farmers do at and around calving then to help a heifer?
For me, there's probably three things that jump to my mind, but I guess if you ask somebody else, they might have three different things. But for me, it would be giving them pain relief at calving, making sure your calving pen is in a quiet place and they've got a nice secluded place to nestle down with lots of straw to calve. And then also training. I think training not just of your heifers, but of your staff as well. So training heifers to go through the parlour, but also training staff to be more patient and understanding when these heifers are being introduced, because cow flow and milking times will be disruptive. So I guess it makes sense just to expect staff to know that it's going to take longer to do these things than on a normal day.
And you mentioned before about reducing stress with groups and changes. Is there a good way to do this, a better time of day?
Yeah, I mean, I would often advise that if you are moving heifers into a milk and cow group, that you do this in the afternoon, just because the afternoon tends to be quieter on farm. There's less competition over the feed phase, so the heifer can have the opportunity to explore her new environment without having all the day-to-day of feed push-up, cleaning out cubicles and all of that happening in the to and fro from the parlour. It's also worth thinking if there's any way that you could move your heifers either in pairs or small groups into that milking herd in the afternoon, and then that gives them overnight to establish and to learn the new routine.
It's a lot to consider from the animal's point of view. Now, AHDB is holding a series of meetings on this subject starting in March with yourself and Dr. Ginny Sherwin from Nottingham University. What are you going to be talking about?
Well, we're going to be talking about how to monitor performance and what key performance indicators to use in those freshly calved heifers. We'll be looking at your own data and data from case study farms to work out how long your heifers are staying in the herd and when they are repaying their cost of rearing. And also talking about getting that ideal weight at calving and giving them the best opportunity to continue to grow, to reach their mature body weight. We'll also look at other things that you could do to boost performance to make sure that you achieve that successful second calving. We'll also explore a little bit more deeper the impact of social stress and how we can monitor those different types of transitions that are happening out there on farm. And we'll also delve into the benefits and what the evidence says about giving pain relief at calving or just after calving.
Well, sounds excellent. Thanks very much, Jenny. For those listeners who are interested in attending one of our meetings, we've got over 20 of them, starting on the 21st of March and going through to May, all around the country. Please take a look at ahdb.org.uk events to find one in your area. I'm Shirley Macmillan. Thank you for listening.
We're currently recruiting for our next cohort of strategic dairy farms across Britain. If you're a dairy farmer looking to take your farm business to the next level, this could be the perfect opportunity for you. We're looking for farmers who are open-minded, willing to be challenged, and are happy to go on the journey with others who can learn from their experience. Find out more by visiting ahdb.org.uk/farm-excellence/dairy or by emailing me at doreen.anderson@ahdb.org.uk. Applications will close on the 31st of July 2023. Look forward to hearing from you.